Welcome to Dish Nation!
Did Offset read a podcaster for Phil?
He might have got that from his wife, Cardi B. And speaking of Cardi, she might need help getting rid of a freaky ghost in our house.
And Keke Palmer said, mind your business when it comes to her man.
Of course, honey, and we will not just mind our business, all right, Brad? So what's up first?
Well, Gary, it looks like we have a...
Smash alert!
Black China has not only found the Lord, y'all, but she also found her a new boo. I know that's right. So China, a.k.a. Angela White, took to IG to share the first photo with her new boyfriend, songwriter and producer Derek Milano, and she captioned the photo with a heart emoji and his name. He also posted on his IG a pic of him picking up China as they laugh with the caption, "It hits different when you find your best friend and lover at the same time. Love you, Angela."
Aww. Okay.
Aww.
My concern is this. Why are these women getting with these young men?
They look to be about the same age. Yeah, it's not like she went to got a high schooler.
I think he's just a couple years younger than her. Why would that?
Well, she's a mature woman.
What does that mean?
Well, what's she gonna be? Have you been with a child?
No, I've never been with a child.
Couple years younger is not a child.
But I have been with a guy that's younger than I, and I'm gonna tell you, it hit a little different.
Oh, yeah. Guess it does. I look like China would be with an older, mature, successful man. She was with, damn it.
He's a younger, successful man. He's a producer and a songwriter.
He'll fly by night. You can look at him and tell.
Don't say that.
You can't judge a book by its cover.
Well, too bad. I'm reading it then, huh?
But, like, it's dope that she found the dude that's kind of in the same universe that she's in.
Yeah.
And, like, there's not so many times where I've seen her look genuinely happy.
Right.
She looks really happy in these pictures. Like, they went to Olin Mills to get those pictures taken. You know what I mean? Like, yo.
That's really a couple spot.
Yeah, won't he do it? Well, baby, it looks like Offset took a page out of his wife Cardi B's book of clapbacks.
Uh-oh.
So he recently appeared on Bobby Althoff's The Really Good Podcast, and a snippet of the interview went viral of Bobby jokingly shading Offset by telling him she personally didn't want the interview, and he delivered a savage clapback. Take a look. Uh-oh.
Want to get to know me?
I didn't.
You did.
Your team reached out to mine.
Don't cap. Let's not cap about that. That's not flex for the gram. Flag on the play. Cap.
What was that? Are you trying to make a song right now?
No, it was Cap.
Never heard of Offset.
The water? Yes, you have.
I have not. I Googled Damn. You on the way here, and I read something about you.
I had to go on TikTok. I couldn't even Google you.
Okay. He met her.
Yo, stunning, stunning.
So all of her interviews are awkward like this. I've been watching Bobby's stuff for a while. She's interviewed, like, a lot of really famous people, and they all are very awkward. I got to say, this one where she was like, I didn't want this interview to Offset was like, that was a little intense to, like, say that directly to somebody.
Yeah. He handled it well, though.
You know, yeah, he did.
Because you don't really get to see Offset's personality a lot unless you watch his, like, lives when he be doing, like, the game and stuff like that. That's when he's really, like, you know, shoulders down, guard down, and, like, having a good time. But, yo, he handled that. Excellently.
He really did.
Well, I like when he made that sound and she said, "Are you about to make a song?" Because that's how rappers make those crazy noises. And I guess she thought that.
Which is further proof that, like, maybe she is familiar with the Migos music and knows who Offset is.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Offset. Like right before we start rapping on Bad and Bougie, you know what I mean?
Well, first of all, he live in a house with Cardi B. She throwing them jabs all day long, so he got to be quick with it.
Yeah.
But I think he learned from them Atlanta Queens, you know. So,
I'm not. Oh, next. Moving on.
Yeah, well, speaking of Offset, he might want to call the Ghostbusters to help protect his wife, Cardi B, from an unwanted house guest. So Cardi went on IG Live earlier this week and told her fans that her L.A. mansion is haunted.
Lord.
And she believes, get this, Charlena, that the ghost wants to get freaky with her.
What?
Especially since the ghost only messes with her when her husband Offset's not around.
Wow.
This is all just the time for Halloween, and Cardi's even considering staying in a hotel to get away from the ghost shooting his shot.
Wow. I believe it.
I would have to move. I can't deal with that.
Yeah, me too. Like, I believe it 1,000%. Y'all never heard stories like this before?
Of a freaky ghost? You get a dose of a freaky ghost?
Bobby Brown wrote about one. But he also was frying chicken with cocaine. during that time too. Like,
right.
Yeah, but somebody who wasn't on cocaine, I did hear it from. I've heard it a couple of times about a ghost. And it's even online, like you can see, like if you look at the paranormal stuff, I'm telling you, y'all gotta watch it. I believe it, Cardi. Get out that house, girl, before you get pregnant by that ghost.
Why you just, what? I'm pregnant by the ghost. Not a ghost. Like, what? My baby father ghosted me.
Right.
Like, legit.
What if it's just like, you know how sometimes like you have dreams and sometimes those dreams are sexual.
No.
Maybe she's just like confused in the moment.
Yeah, she could, because that's that spirit left behind that when he said she was cheating on him in that house, honey. So that's what that is.
What? Where's that moving on button? It gotta be a button.
All right, well, from ghosts to humans that want to have sex, that's Kim Zolciak and Corey Bierman. Guys, the saga just keeps going.
Oh, really?
Yes. So Kim's reportedly trying to get the judge to throw out the divorce because, as she says in legal documents, she and Corey are still having sex.
Wow. Oh.
But check this out. Corey still wants to move forward with the split. He responded saying that just because they're still smashing, it doesn't mean he wants to get back together. And he, quote, this is my favorite part, he, quote, remains steadfast in his desire to divorce her. Wow.
They need to go ahead and give her this damn show at the Dish Nation, because she's been playing like they're going to be divorced for years, and they still have a divorce.
I don't think she's playing at all. I think he really wants out.
Yeah.
Anytime somebody is steadfast in anything, they mean it. Like, you went and got a word that people not even using like that anymore.
That's from church, too. Steadfast
and unmovable. Always abide.
Steadfast and unmovable.
Yes. Steadfast and unmovable.
But it's also like, if you are smashing somebody that you're trying to get divorced from, like, that does sound like it complicates things, right?
It definitely does complicate things.
Yeah, they still shouldn't be smashing.
No, he should stop. He's having his cake and eat it too, but he don't want to be. I keep telling everybody, anytime a man files for divorce, it's serious. He's ready to go.
And stay steadfast with his penis and not allow her to see it.
First of all, she got to love herself a little bit more. Like, for real, just going to pump and bump on me and then send me divorce papers. I know you lying.
You wouldn't do that?
No.
Oh.
That's so not nice.
No.
Really?
Yeah. No. Kim's a beautiful woman. If he don't want be with her, there's somebody that want to be with her and smash her too.
But it's good to the last drop. So
that's
you
all right.
You know,
this is drop not out. Maxwell House, Gary.
Oh,
same coffee.
Oh, all right, y'all. This next story involves a New York Times article, but if you think that means it's highbrow, you'd be wrong. The Times profiled author. Yes, I said author. Julia Fox about her new memoir called Down the Drain, coming out October 10th, y'all.
Oh, wow.
Julia writes about her sexcapades with other people, but not Kanye. Oh. The Times asked her why, and she said, because there, like, wasn't any. It wasn't really about that.
Huh.
So they never slept together?
No, they had to. They had to.
Well, I don't know,
right? Yeah, you could never convince me that they were together for all those months and he was dressing her and taking her out everywhere and not a single time. Although that photo of her apartment was gross.
Yes.
It was, yeah. Like, you definitely couldn't have sex in that place.
No. But not necessarily. I mean, he may not be attracted to her sexually.
Mm. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, he may just like her as a muse. You know, I like Brad and Tamar as a muse, somebody to dress and look pretty.
A muse.
No, it's a muse, M-U-S-E.
I think muse. It's muse, though, you're
it's
right.
It's muse.
It's not.
It's not
fuck
muse.
I said muse.
It's muse.
You're right, Gary.
No, he not.
Yeah, he
ain't that what they put in people's hair, muse?
It's like a
moose.
No. That sounds pretty G-hetto to me. Like.
Up next, honey, Miss Kiki Palmer is a hill baby for people getting up in her business. We've got the TT hee-hee right after the break.
TT hee-hee.
TT hee-hee.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Hey!
Okay, y'all, Kiki Palmer stopped by the Today Show and Hoda and Jenna tried to get all up in her business, but Kiki shut them down when they tried to get some tea on her and Darius's relationship status. Take a look.
You were a talk show host, you know.
Yes.
You know.
And you kind of brought it up.
We want to know if you're happy.
I'm howling.
Are you happy?
Yes, life is good. I have nothing but gratitude, honestly. Seriously.
For the relationship.
Are y'all not trying to be specific?
Well, are y'all together? You know, I'm gonna take a page out of my girl Beyonce's book, Mind Y'all's Business.
Oh!
Yes,
girl. Yes. We will do that.
We will.
You can see their underarms getting tingly.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm saying? She must be the first person to tell them that, because they was like, oh.
Well, and also, it's like her experience as like a talk show host. She knew they were going to come with those questions. She's ready, you know.
But it would have been me. I was so wild you're on this show.
What do you mean?
Because you sat down on that show knowing your business is public knowledge. Mm-hmm. You know, that's our job to ask it.
Yeah, but it's still up to you to want to talk about it or not. Yeah.
Well, don't tell me to mind my business. My business is your business because you didn't put it out in the public.
But yo, Kiki's so smart that she even made the mind your business part just as popping as if she would have gave a real answer about it.
Yes,
it which people can read between the lines. If you got to tell somebody, mind your business, apparently y'all working some things out and everything ain't on the up and up,
right.
You know?
Yeah, but it's still out in the public. I've been on shows where you have to tell your business while you're on the show.
Well, what's the name of that show?
Ricky Smiley won the show.
Well, moving on, y'all. Gabrielle Union and her hubby, D-Wade, decided to see Usher in Paris, and Mr. Usher's life may have flashed in front of his eyes, y'all. Because he thought twice about serenading Miss Gabby. Aww. Take a look.
Somebody's singing at you, boy. I praise you.
She was ready.
Well, you see, you
the lies, right?
Okay, let's not get carried away. You know, this is Dwayne Wade. I ain't crazy. Come in and knock my whole head off and then dunk it.
They gave a psych, second ball, just playing.
So happy to see you. Man,
she was ready.
Yeah.
I might just stay out here with y'all for a second. That's cool.
The look in her eyes, I feel like she just knew he was about to like give her the whole.
That's what he does to everybody. So she probably felt a little slighted that she didn't get her Usher experience.
Yeah.
Because Dwayne was looking at him like, I wish you would.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She looked
God.
Lonely and was ready to
what?
Be serenaded.
What? Not lonely.
You don't think she looked lonely?
No.
She looked lonely and was waiting for Usher, and there goes his ass standing right there.
She might have wished that it was a girl's night instead of
Right.
But let me tell y'all something. I love a couple that can figure it out. Mm-hmm. Them two, they done been through hell and high water.
This is true.
Look happy. You know what I'm saying? They look like secure. They done figured it out. I love it.
I don't know about that. She did look like she wanted Usher to sing.
You know what?
Who doesn't want to get sang to?
You know? Her mind was saying, bring it on.
But she looked lonely. And they're not that happy, Tamar.
You don't think they're happy? I think they're happy.
They just talked about it, honey.
He just talked about how he explained to her when the break baby came.
All right, y'all, while we try to recover from that, coming up, Travis Kelce has a third date rule. Find out what it is, plus much more when we come back.
Gary, what if we come
on? We got to get a moving on button. There's too much happening over here.
Let it go, Gary.
Damn.
He just talked about it.
Be frozen. Let it go.
Keep your head up.
Moving on.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back, folks.
Yo, yay.
All right, y'all. Well, Taylor Swift might think she got herself a good man, but one of Travis Kelce's exes, Maya Benberry, has got a warning for the singer about her new love story.
A hater.
Yeah, we got a hater. They come out, don't they, Brad?
Man.
In a recent interview, Maya said Travis was a big old cheater and sent this message to Taylor. Tamar, can you tell us what she said?
Okay, nobody asked her, but I'm going to tell everybody what she said. Taylor seems like such a fun girl with a beautiful spirit, so I wish her the best of luck, but I wouldn't be a girl's girl if I didn't advise her to be smart.
Yeah.
I'm sure by now she has mastered the ability to see who is really there for her and who is just using her.
Ooh. Then she let it be known she hopes Taylor comes out the teacher and not the student in this situation. But her belief is once a cheater, always a cheater. Do y'all think Taylor needs Maya's advice?
I hope she come out as the shut the hell up.
Yeah, like, anybody ask you, Taylor, like 5, 4, 3, 2, your time is up.
Yeah,
okay?
No, girl, let them try to live this out and see what happens with them. You is extra. Oh.
She's just bitter that her ex is with Taylor Swift
Now.
That's like...
Hello, a very upgrade.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Have y'all ever been in a scenario where it's like you break up with somebody, and this has never happened to me, but you break up with somebody and then they get with somebody a whole lot better? That's never happened to any of us.
I don't think it's happened.
I'm always the whole lot better.
Me too. Yeah. I'm always the upgrade, darling. I couldn't tell you about that. Well, speaking of Travis and Taylor, I think we might have an idea of how Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift's third date went down, y'all. An old clip of Travis on Watch What Happens Live from 2016 has resurfaced where he said, if you ain't let him touch down on that tight end by the third date, it's a wrap. Y'all, listen to this.
Wow. That's if you like don't have sex the third date, that's it? You won't
call. I mean, I want to say a deal breaker, but I mean, it's like...
What did your mother
teach you? Put some questions in there.
Okay.
Very, very classy gentleman.
I didn't say you weren't,
those
okay.
Those first two dates are top-of-the-line dates.
Yeah.
Y'all heard what the man said. You got three dates to give up the monkey, or it's over. Tanner, is that your rule?
It's not like a hard rule or like a law of science, but it's extremely good advice.
That made me feel different about him. I don't want him to think he gonna smash by the third date.
There's always exceptions.
Do you know how many touchdowns on my tight end on the first date? Y'all acting like this is a big deal.
No, you shouldn't put a time on it. Like,
yeah, but Brad, we're adults.
I would like to live in a world where you have sex before the date.
Oh,
so then when you go on the actual date, you can talk about the game. Like, how did that go?
Like, it's
how
like
do you feel about it? Will we do this
car.
Again?
No. Don't y'all test drive a car before you buy it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Wait, we're talking about having sex with people we don't know. Is that what we're saying?
You don't go on the adventure after you have sex with them, you'll be in that game.
You know me quite well.
First of all, you got to earn it.
Some people are only worthy of sex and not worthy of the date.
That's true.
You know, put him on the game. Yo, some people ain't supposed to be outside.
That's true.
Oh, y'all are such Christians.
But I think the guys that like to be outside should just say, you know what? I'm somebody who like to be outside. I don't want to date nobody. Yeah. I'm a hoe and I want to be outside. Just say that.
Coming up, honey. Sounds like Jason Sudeikis, honey, got a cough up a major coin to his ex-wife, Miss Olivia Wilde. We've got the tea on that and all. And we've got the tea on all of that after that. We've got the tea on.
I know that's right.
New word's loading.
We've got the tea on all of that after the break.
Okay. That prompt kicked your ass.
And then y'all come to
crap. Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey, what up?
Well, if tussling in the sheets will get me into what Jason Sudeikis is experiencing, I don't want it.
Oh.
Now, him and Olivia Wilde have finally settled their litigious 2-year custody battle over their two kids, Daisy and Otis. And Olivia is about to get that IG model baby mama check, you know what I mean? Because Jason must pay her $27,500 a month.
Woo.
And on top of all that, he got to pay 25% of the child care costs. But there's a silver lining. Both will share joint custody, so they get to see the kids, so that's a plus.
Okay. Mm.
Man, do you think that Jason Sudeikis was... I had no idea he had that kind of scratch. I know Ted Lasso was big, and he did his thing on SNL, but I didn't know he had it like that.
Y'all better keep y'all coins and work it out.
Yeah.
It's cheaper to keep.
Okay, that's a lie.
But you knew that this was a serious divorce when Olivia got served those papers on stage.
Wow. Yeah.
For the divorce.
Yeah.
But didn't she serve him in a weird way as well? Like, it was like kind of cloak and dagger of the serving
something like that,
thing. And the breakdown is like, the kid Otis gets $10,000 a month, mm-hmm. Daisy gets $17,000 a month, and she's younger than Otis.
Yeah, why she get more?
I don't know.
Because Daisy, that name is cute. Otis, that's an old man. So,
Otis Sudeikis.
So,
he
didn't like his name.
If you Otis, you got joint issues.
Yeah.
No matter how old you are, like you born with osteoporosis if you Otis.
Oh my God.
Oh, no.
It's my 7-year-old with glaucoma. Otis, what up?
Wow.
My Lord.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.